I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. What an intractable, violent mess Syria has become in 3 years. Right now, a second round of Syrian peace talks in Geneva is picking up right where the first one dropped off, with each side blaming the other for all the bloodshed. Understanding the conflict in Syria has never been easy, especially not with access for reporters so severely limited and dangerous. But occasionally we are offered a rare glimpse behind the front lines. Syrian journalist Mohammed Ali slipped into his war-torn country from Turkey. His exclusive report for Frontline, our partner program here at WGBH, airs tomorrow on PBS. It's about Ali's time traveling with Free Syrian Army rebels and their battle against the Islamist militant group ISIS outside the strategic town of Al-Atareb.
It was maybe risky to get such, you know, kind of stories out, but for me, it's, you know, helping to reveal the truth. So the fighters, when I was with them, I mean, they could take me with them, but it has to be secret. So the fighters were all the time, you know, trying to hide my face. They asked me to put scarf, you know, and things, you know, to let anyone follow me.
So in your report, you travel with these Free Syrian Army rebels as they try to take back this town called Al-Atareb from the ISIS. That would be the rebel movement that you just described. Why is Al-Atareb so important?
The strategy of the ISIS was about, you know, to control the north. And it was kind of junction, you know, it's between Aleppo and Idlib. So if they control it, the rebels in that time will, you know, be under siege because they will lose the whole north. And they will be stuck between the jihadists in the north and the regime forces in the south.
There's a point where we actually see this little film clip that somebody had shot on a cell phone. It's pretty frightening. Let's just hear that, and you can tell us what's going on in it.
It was execution, you know, of seven rebels from the FSA. These guys from some battalion called Ghuraba al-Sham. They were arrested in Aleppo, the city. They were taken from Aleppo to Al-Atareb town, and they were executed by the ISIS fighters. So it was kind of a show of strength. Mm. They wanted, you know, to make show of, you know, to send messages that we are strong and we can control the town. And they executed them in front of the eyes of the other, you know, FSA fighters.
Right, and in fact, the rebels you're with decide to launch this raid on one ISIS position. Let's hear a clip of that.
The FSA fighters raided this base, and they controlled it, and they killed, you know, and arrested some of fighters, ISIS fighters. And the rest of the fighters of ISIS, you know, just ran away.
So what does that say about ISIS? I mean, they seem kind of unable to hold these positions for more than 2 weeks. Can they take over the entire north of Syria? Is that even in the cards?
One of the surprising things, you know, for everyone in Syria, I think, it's not only for the fighters. They were, you know, fearing them, think they are, you know, very strong fighters. But ISIS fighters have no ideology to, you know, fight till the end. They were just, you know, trying to control easy points. They are, you know, not able to have, you know, strong battles.
Yeah, they fled. Are you confident that ultimately the rebels of the Free Syrian Army can defeat the jihadists?
I believe it's going to be a long battle. These guys, the FSA, they don't have enough, you know, ammunition or weapons, you know, to defeat, you know, the jihadists and to fight the regime at the same time. They cannot, you know, fight in two fronts at the same time. They are not a regular army. But there is something promising for the Syrian people that the civilians, you know, were telling them about the location of the jihadists, you know, where they are hiding, you know. It made, you know, their mission easier, you know, than to fight, you know, without support. That's why, you know, you could, you know, believe that they can, you know, defeat them in some way.
Syrian journalist Mohammed Ali, his exclusive report for our partners at Frontline is called Syria's Second Front. It airs tomorrow on PBS stations and at pbs.org.